Okay, so if we are doing the review questions for the section on endocrine system here, the first question asks, list the aspects of an individual's body that the endocrine system controls. So that's those body systems that I mentioned over there. It controls the fluid intake and outtake. It controls the body temperature as it's too hot or as it's too cold. Right? If it's too hot, you sweat. If you're too cold, you get the goosebumps on your arm that chills you so that you put something, more layers of clothing on. It controls your awake and alertness or your sleep cycles, right? If you're too tired, it'll make you sleepy. It controls food in and food out. I don't know if I mentioned that already, but those are the kinds of systems that the endocrine system controls. Two, describe how the endocrine system distributes its messages through the body. That's number one. And explain whether it is a quick or a slow process. So who wants to answer that one? How does it send its messages through the system, the endocrine system? Through what? Through the blood. It is slow because it's got to go through the whole body. And what is the format of it that is sent into the blood?
Hormones.
It's in the form of hormones. Thanks, Jade. Okay, question three. List the 7 major glands and their general locations in the body. And we have that over here on your side. We'll start hypothalamus is number one. Pituitary gland would be number two. Thyroid gland is 3, parathyroid is 4, adrenal gland is 5, pancreas is 6, kidneys would be 7, and you can throw your testes on there, testes or ovaries as well. 4, what's the difference between an exocrine and an endocrine gland? Brooke? It excretes the messages outside of the body. Endocrine secretes it internally through the blood system. An example of exocrine could be snot, saliva, sweat through your armpits. An example of the endocrine could be norepinephrine or epinephrine, adrenaline, that kind of stuff to the blood system. Number 5, define and explain homeostasis. So if you had to define homeostasis, and I said this word is the same as that B word.
Balance.
So how would you define homeostasis? Brennan?
The balance of the body systems.
It's the balance of the body systems. Can you explain?
Like it balances the amount of hormones that go to each.
It balances the hormones that go to each. Brooke? It maintains the balance with the nervous system as the endocrine system, yep. But it's all of those things that we just talked about that need to be regulated. The food in, food out, liquid in, liquid out, rest, activity, all of that stuff. Temperature, too hot, too cold, it balances all of that stuff. Homeostasis is the balance of that. And give an example of how it works for the body, and we mentioned you'd get chills, goosebumps if you stepped outside today without a jacket on eventually. And if you did too much activity, you'll sweat it out. Number 6, what are 2 ways that the endocrine system and the nervous system are similar to each other?
What?
2 ways that the endocrine system and the nervous system are similar to each other. Kaylin. Put this on you. How are they similar?
They're both systems.
They're both methods of communication.
They're methods of communication. The best place for you to find the answer to this is at the end of your section where you've got handwritten notes and you have a T-chart. Find your T-chart. Jenna's got it. So how are they similar? You can also get it here, right? They both send messages, one in the form of chemicals, the other in the form of chemical and electric. What else?
Both regulated by the brain.
They're both regulated and controlled by the brain. One more. They work through a response system that reacts to the needs of the body. Okay, and they're told whether to continue the message or whether to stop or slow the message. So all of those are good. List four major differences between the endocrine system and the nervous system. So that's on the T chart there. One is quick, one is slow. One's chemical and electric. One targets through the blood system, the other targets its message through the nervous system. Right? What's one more? One goes through nerves, one goes through hormones. Okay, and then you have all of these that you would have to be able to define or identify. Hypothalamus, pituitary gland, thyroid, parathyroid, adrenal, pancreas, and gonads. Those are the seven that you need to know, okay?